From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Conservation groups sued the federal government today in an attempt to stop the Northern Corridor Highway. That's a proposed four-lane road through the Red Cliffs National Conservation Area near St. George. The Trump administration approved it last month. KUER's David Kondos has more.
The lawsuit argues the highway approval breaks multiple federal laws, including the act that established the conservation area and protected its desert tortoise habitat. Hannah Goldblatt is an attorney at Advocates for the West and legal counsel for the conservation groups.
We maintain that our legal claims against this highway are super strong, and when we have the opportunity to fully brief them in front of a judge, we expect to win.
Some of these same groups also sued to stop the highway in 2021 after it was greenlit by the first Trump administration. That resulted in a settlement, and ultimately the Biden administration revoked the highway's approval in 2024. Washington County Commissioner Gil Almquist says local leaders have addressed concerns from the previous lawsuit, so the new suit is merely another delay.
You know, they have their rights to do it. I just think they're barking up a tree that we've already climbed.
The new lawsuit does not automatically halt any pre-construction work at the highway site, but Goldblatt says her team is exploring additional legal action that might. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.
The commissioner of the Great Salt Lake spoke today about how low snowpack levels will impact Utah in the upcoming months. Commissioner Brian Steed held a press conference and said the state is currently in conservation mode.
Putting less water outside is going to be key, and so we'll be hitting over the next few months a wait to water message, as well as trying to work with farmers and ranchers to do as best we can to keep watering seasons delayed as best we're able.
He and his team are tracking two bills this legislative session that would speed up the process of leasing water to the lake to boost its levels. It's unclear how much water the state will get this year, but if current weather trends continue, Steed thinks there will be hard conversations this summer. Tomorrow's first training session for the women's downhill at the Milan-Cortina Olympics has been canceled due to heavy snowfall. The women's medal event is scheduled for Sunday, and racers must finish at least one training run in order to compete. That includes Team USA's Lindsey Vonn, who plans to race with a torn ACL. Men's training is canceled for tomorrow, too, but they were able to train today. Team USA's Ryan Cochran-Siegel posted the fastest time. It will soon be easier for Utahns to see family or take a vacation in Mexico. A new airline will be flying to the state. Saturday, June 1st, Volaris will offer a nonstop flight between Salt Lake City and Guadalajara. This flight will be on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Volaris is a low-cost Mexican airline, and it now serves 24 U.S. airports. That's more than any other Latin American carrier. The airline also flies to Central and South America. You are listening to KUER News.